Our next guest is thrilled by some of what we've spoken about over the past five or six minutes. Robert Crash Craddock. When we're talking Crash, we're talking one of the most respected sports writers in the country. He has many loves. Cricket is one of them. And we've got the Test Championship and Ashes just around the corner. But so many issues in sport. I mean, Crash has been around the block 6 million times. And this has been an extraordinary week in sport. Ange Postecoglou, the LIV Golf News with the PGA Tour. Everything that is happening, Robert Crash Craddock joins us. We might need an hour to do this interview. Robert, welcome to the program.
G'day, Vossie and Brandy. It's nice to talk to you, lads. Thanks for having us on.
No, it's good to be with you. We're having a bit of fun with all manner of things. But can we start at the cricket first of all? We said yesterday you want to make a statement to start this magnificent period of cricket. You know, Ashes around the corner. This is the Test Championship. Australia have now made statements on consecutive days, haven't they, in this test?
They have. You know, it's looking terrific, Bossy. Australia 4-6-9. I thought Warner and Labuschagne were just wonderful in the first couple of hours of the test match. They're really underrated innings. I mean, they were like Payne Huss taking that first hit up, where it's easier for everyone that follows and totally underappreciated. And then, of course, the Glory Boys. Beautiful effort by Steve Smith and also Travis Head. And here's a stat for you. Steve Smith, in his last 9 innings in England, he's only scored beneath 80 once. Oh. I mean, you think of that.
Incredible.
My goodness me. Like, that's Bradman-esque areas, as they say. But look, it's looking good. And may I say, you talk about statements, Bossy. This generation of players needed this. You know, they were craving to make a big statement, not for today or this test, but their careers. Because Stark, Hazelwood, Cummins, Lyon, been together for a decade, and just need that big, that almost premiership moment, if you know what I mean. That defining golden stud for their era. And it could come over the next 2 months with a series of winning away in England and also this World Test Championship.
Hey, Crash, do you think India got it wrong? It was as green a wicket as, well, certainly the grass covering was there. Did they get it wrong by bowling first?
No, look, Australia would have done the same thing, Brandy. And you can still get wickets on this wicket if you put the ball, pitch it in the right area. I tell you what foiled them a little bit. Underneath the green grass, there was a dryness. They thought it was moisture, but it was a bit drier than they thought. And then, after about an hour and a half, the sun came out and the ball didn't swing as much. So they didn't bowl that well. The wicket was a little bit drier. Then the sun came out. And also, magnificent resistance. I swear to you, I've seen tests like that where the batting team is 5-30 after an hour and the test is gone. That was a very real possibility. I mean, I thought, as I say, Warner and Labuschagne were really important innings in that test match.
Crash, do you still, like, well, is the Ashes in England your favourite test series of all?
By a country mile. It really is. It's just that, it's just the history of the venues, the feel of these beautiful, intimate English grounds. And it's competitive too. Australia hasn't won in England since 2001. So I think they'll win this time. I really do. I think they've got the team. I think they can absorb Baz Ball and win. But it's just the commentators as well. Everything just adds up.
The
to
romance.
The sublime contest. And romance, you know, and you feel, like I find when I nod off at night around tea time, I go to a lovely place in my mind just thinking about what you just watched. You know, it's sort of like being on a cloud.
That's true. That is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something comforting and about that, isn't there? Watching a test series in England, and I will say whether it's cricket or rugby league or anything, even golf, you know, even watching the British Open, there's something about it. I agree with you, Crash. That's spot on. That's a great analogy.
I think the sporting culture in the UK full stop's better than ours. Sadly, I just think it is. I just think the whole... You know, you live for sport over there. The weather, it gets dark early in winter, and you go into a pub and you find yourself watching, you know, Champions League football and all those sorts of things. But around the cricket grounds and their love of history, Crash. You know, Bradman is fated at Headingley like he is one of their own. It's incredible. There's a shrine to Bradman.
Well, and I was stunned, staggered, and so impressed. When Shane Warne died, they named the Lord's Press Box after him. Now, in the history of the game, they had three daily specials on Shane Warne during the Test match. It broadcast from England after he passed away, and then named the press box the Shane Warne Press Box, not the Richie Beno Press Box. And I thought, would Australia have ever done that? There is no cricketer that visited Australia in the last 140 years which would prompt Australia to embrace them like that. Sure, we love Gary Sobers and the occasional overseas marauder like, you know, Freddie Flintoff or someone. Richard Hadlee was the villain, wasn't he? But there was no one. And so they're so reverential and fair. And I always reckon, boys, you have not lived in life until you've got a mate who's a mad English sports fan, a soccer fan, who lives and breathes by the performance of Manchester United, who struggles to get out of bed when they lose.
So good. So good. Now, what about the week, Crash? Because while we've got you on the program, the Ange Postecoglou news, like, we're all in. We're all Spurs fans now. We've hopped on. Put it in your terms. Is there a sporting parallel of an appointment of that capacity that you can think of that matches the deeds of what Ange has achieved this week?
No, I can't think of it in Australia. It's definitely, I mean, that's rare. Tottenham Hotspur are a top six EPL club. They've got fans, you know, in Asia, Egypt, you know, around the world, there's Tottenham fans. And I thought it was the greatest piece of managerial to get a four-year contract at a club which has had three managers in the past 4 months or 5 months. That's extraordinary. It's such a vote. That was the most staggering part about it for me. I mean, of the 20 EPL clubs, I think there's been 15 new managers in the past year or so. So he did well. But, Brandy, you know what we're seeing here too? He plays attacking football. He carried it from the Brisbane Roar. He took it to the Australian team. He took it to Japan. Players enjoy it. Collingwood are leading the AFL ladder. They attack. They enjoy it. Bazball in English cricket. He's turned around the team. They attack. I mean, it's a lesson to the world that let the players enjoy the game. It would be, on the other side of things, Tottenham Hotspur expect that. They're a wealthy club. They want their team to play this brand of soccer. So it's really good. And they go into a beautiful home ground, which is so sophisticated and modern, where you don't even have to show your ticket when you walk into the home ground. It just buzzes, and if you've got it on you, and three beautiful big screens, and oh, it's wonderful. So the ride of his life, and he's taking us all with him.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. And just quickly, Crash, massive news in golf this week. I think it blindsided everyone, including the golfers.
Yeah, LIV Golf joining up with the PGA Tour. Brandy, there's not too many times when you almost fall out of bed when you hear the news. This was staggering, so unexpected. I don't particularly like either of them. But just for our listeners, why did this happen, all right? I think it happened for three reasons. And one, there was massive legal cases involved, which is just going to bleed everyone. Two, the PGA Tour realised they had so many sponsors linked to Saudi. It was just getting so awkward. And three, they knew they could never, ever outbid LIV. But Jay Monahan, for two men to broker this deal and to keep everyone else in the dark, was a staggering piece of arrogance. I cannot believe it. And we haven't seen the last of this. There'll be ruptures, there'll be fights, there'll be brawls. But it's livened up the scene. As a journalist, I've got to say, boys, I love it. how it stayed secret, I will never know, Greg.
Jay Monahan can't survive, Kenny. Like, he can't. He can't.
The players just had a meeting the other day. It's a good point. The players had a meeting the other day. One player stood up and said, I think you should resign. And all the other players stood up and applauded. So that's where he's coming from at the moment. That's the PGA players. But he's been appointed the boss of the whole thing. It's unsustainable. It can't happen. It's just, you know, the most stunning story of the year, I have to say.
Hey, it's great stuff.
Crash, everyone's given Brandy ideas for Origin 2. You didn't want to throw anything into the mix, did you? Just some wild card, some player that hasn't been mentioned. He's got he's got 97 names in contention for Origin 2.
Crash is a Queenslander.
97.
Well, all right, okay, all right. This is what I do. I'm so monitoring the Adam Reynolds to halfback situation because everything that Adam has said, all right, to boost his own case, I did actually agree with. He's a better player when he's last played. He's cool. He knows how to manage a game better. And with a new hooker coming in, which could be Damien Cook, well, there you go, his old mate. And I get that whole South connection. And, Brandy, I know you're sitting there with a raised eyebrow like Roger Moore.
No,
James
no,
Bond,
Crash, don't.
Like Kevin Walters. Eyebrows like Kevin Walters.
But I do like, if I'm picking the team, I've got Reynolds in there, Brandy. But any response? Mm-hmm. Any little whispers for an old mate?
I said last night on Fox, Adam Reynolds has never played better. And I've said that a number of times this year. Yep. Crash, he's certainly... There's a discussion being had about, the three halfbacks, Nicho Hynes, Adam Reynolds, Mitch Moses.
If you're fishing for the story, Crash, you're going to have to keep on fishing.
one
ain't catching nothing here today.
One thing we'll say this, and look, I don't claim to be an expert on rugby league, but in the different sports I've covered, I have never seen a player more suited to coaching after his career ends than Adam Reynolds. I just reckon, I see him at Broncos training, and you just know, like, they're hard to pick. Some guys, who's going to be a coach? But this kid, he just gets it, and he's so simple. His mood never changes. He just steadies, and I think he's fantastic, I have to say. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Got a good sense of humour too, Adam Reynolds. Don't you get to know him? He doesn't mind. There's a little bit of Alfie in Adam Reynolds too, let me tell you, once you get to know him. He doesn't mind the practical joke on teammates. Crash, again, we could talk for an hour on all things. In fact, have a whole day with you. We'd have Crash Craddock 24-hour marathon. But thank you for giving us that time that you have this morning, mate. Love having you on the program. And enjoy the cricket tonight. And thank you for painting that image of taking in the cricket from England.
It's going to be good. I hope everyone enjoys, the SEN coverage has been terrific of the cricket and fly off into this great world of England's Ashes cricket and for the next couple of months. And what a couple of months we've got ahead of us. I think Australia will win the Ashes. It'll be a year to remember. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Good stuff.